Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. A friend of mine once told me a story about how he had gone to a car boot looking for a bargain. He said that he'd gone all over the car boot and he didn't find anything. However, just as he was about to make his way home, he spotted a table with all kinds of puzzles and games. Now, being a big fan of jigsaw puzzles, he decided to go over and have a look. And there on the table was a clear plastic bag with a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle in it. After being assured that every single piece of that puzzle was there, my friend purchased this item for the outstanding price of 50 pence. But he said it was only when he got to his car that he realized what a mistake he just made. I wonder how many of you have spotted the problem my friend was faced with. When he asked me, I must confess, I didn't see the issue. But the problem was clear. At least it was as clear as that bag. You see, without the cover of the puzzle box, my friend had no idea what this 1,000-piece puzzle was a picture of. Without a picture, he could not piece the puzzle together. He said before he even left the car park, he threw the puzzle in the rubbish bin. Our lives often seem to us to be nothing more than a mixed-up puzzle. We think we know where we want to go and how we're going to get there, but we never see the big picture. And most of the time, things don't fit together very well. And not knowing how it is supposed to work, we get angry or confused, disheartened, or we feel like just chucking it all in. Are there any pictures to follow or instruction manuals that will help us make the pieces fit together in this puzzle that we call life? Well, I think there is. But the important thing is where you look to find the answer. But everyone out there is offering us advice on how to put the pieces of our lives together in order to form a beautiful and wonderful picture. Many say, listen to the voice inside you and follow your emotions. But for anyone who's ever tried this, it soon becomes apparent that our emotions often end up being fickle, and they are cruel masters because they change so quickly as the wind. Following your emotions will leave you feeling scattered, and the pieces of the puzzle of life will never fit together. Others say, throw everything into your profession, or that you should make lots of money, or that you should become famous, and this will make the puzzle of life come together. However, there's no real guarantee there either. Money and fame seldom bring happiness and contentment. Just look at our pop culture, with all its celebrity breakups, or drug addictions, or criminal convictions, and trips to the addiction centers. To many of us, they seem like they've got it all. But to them, life is often empty. It's full of spaces, but the pieces just don't fit. Perhaps another place to look is to God's Word, the Bible. For it is in the Bible that God reveals to us the big picture. From beginning to end, the Bible reveals to us the origins of life, of sin, of suffering, and of death. The Bible reveals to us God's answer to all of these puzzling and profound issues. Sin. No puzzle there, is there? For we all fall short of God's standards, or we step over the line He has told us not to step over. Sin affects everyone in a devastating way, for the wages of sin is death. As much as we try and sweep death under the carpet, we cannot. Death, it won't let us, for everyone dies. It's merely a fact of life. But what happens after death? Now that is puzzling. We are puzzled because we can do nothing to stop either sin or death. But the Bible fills in the blanks. The Scriptures inform us about how God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven and live with Him eternally. And how do we get these great gifts? Well, we don't have to do anything. All we do is receive them and say thank you. And then we live in the forgiveness and freedom they provide. And suddenly, all the pieces fit together. My life is no random accident without purpose. My emotions have something real to latch onto. My desire is not for my fame and fortune, but to glorify the name of the one who died and rose to save me, Jesus Christ. I no longer live to serve my selfish needs and to trample on others, but I live to pray for and to care for and serve my neighbor. If you are feeling like the pieces of your life don't fit, and you don't have any kind of pattern to follow, then turn to the pages of the Gospels and let Jesus speak to you. His words will give you the answers. His words will give you purpose, meaning, forgiveness, and life. The pieces of the puzzle will fit together because He is the Creator and the Redeemer of this puzzle called life. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, when the pieces of our life seem to be nothing more than a puzzle, Lord, don't let us despair, but let us hear the voice of Jesus as He puts our lives back together, broken and scattered though they may be. His word restores, renews, and gives life to us. And for this we thank you. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.